congratulations. What a nice win. A great performance, and it was your sophomores that really stepped up when they you needed them the most here today, and it started with your pitcher, Brendan Pietzmeyer, on the mound.
Yeah. Wow. You know, first off, you got to give Fort Scott a lot of credit. That's a really good ball club right there. They tooth and nail fought. I mean, they pinch hit there in the ninth inning, and Sammy's got a souvenir over there at the Clarion. but Tempo, you know, hats off to our guys. They just competed. Pete's, we got an unbelievable performance out of him. Gosh, I don't even know where to start with. You know, the best thing was he kept the ball down all day. One thing we didn't do very well yesterday. We made some pitches in some situations that we needed to do. And then we had Brooks Benson and CJ Crane out come up big for us. Two three-year guys, you know, guys that redshirted at some point in time and have been through it all with us, and just class act kids, just guys who compete and get after it and do everything we ask of them. I couldn't be more happy for them.
Yeah, led me into Cranock there, and he'd been kind of struggling a little bit at the plate this year, and you guys have been struggling yesterday, not getting runners home in scoring position. Yeah. He delivers big, not only in the sixth inning to put you guys up for good 4-3, but also another RBI single for him in the eighth inning, and that was good to see him in his final time here on Williams Stadium's field here to do that.
Yeah, no, I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of all of them. You know, and we have 32 guys. Every single guy's got a role. You know, and some roles are a little bit more difficult than others. But if you can buy into your role and buy into what we do, you know, not just in our program but in any program, good things will happen. And, you know, I'm very happy with this group. They've just competed all year. They have. You know, it's like I told them, we're one of eight teams that still gets to play in our conference. And unfortunately, that's just the way it is. You know, Fort Scott's a team that I really think should be still playing right now too. But hey, we got to do what we got to do now. We're on to finals now. Yeah. So we got finals this week. We got to find a way to take care of our classwork and go from there.
How tough is that to juggle the practice time and also preparing for finals week as well this week for your kids?
You know, I can't tell you because we haven't done it in so long. Usually finals were this previous week. 2 weeks from now in the past. I think the only other time we've had to juggle it was back in 2007, I think we had to juggle finals and playing in Wichita. So, you know, we'll figure it out. Our guys have known about it. We've discussed it. We tried to prepare them as much as we possibly could for it, just the importance of it. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens, and I firmly believe they'll be fine.
Yeah, to feel much better about the execution with the base hits, and you guys only left six runners on base here today.
Yeah, we got some timely hits, you know, something we didn't get yesterday. So it was good to see. I thought our focus was very good from the time they stepped in the D-pack this morning throughout BP, in and out, and throughout the game. So just a great team effort. Just a great team effort. Very proud of them.
Well, you guys head back to Wichita. First time in two years you guys have been to Wichita. 43-15 record, your 40-plus wins. Of course, the first time in 5 years for the Busters. But it's going to be Cali on Friday. They swept Butler yesterday. But I know it's a double elimination game, and it'll be an interesting bottom half with Johnson County and Coffeyville in the bottom half as well, and a couple of other games that are being in progress right now to determine here, and some close games as well. But it should always be fun when you get down to play Lawrence Dumont Stadium on the turf.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. I mean, it's anybody's game down there. I mean, I'd probably say your top two choices to come out of Wichita right now or Neosho or Cali, to be honest with you. Maybe even, you know, I don't know who won the Johnson Seward, but we just got to go and play hard. That's it. It's a tournament that whoever's playing right at the right time has a chance. So we just got to keep going, keep playing, just be who we are, not try and be, you know, a different team that we can, and just go from there. So.
Well, you're guaranteed one more week in a baseball, and it goes to Wichita Friday at 7 o'clock against Cali. Coach, congratulations on winning the series against a very tough Fort Scott team, and good luck to you guys coming up this weekend.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.